here's a story from The World.
It's been 6 months since people first started getting COVID-19 vaccinations, and while the U.S. and other countries have managed to get around half of their population vaccinated, others are way behind, as we just heard with Haiti. In Colombia, only 15% of the population has been fully vaccinated, and when vaccine shipments arrive, long lines are still common. So some companies are stepping in with a new and controversial approach to get their employees jabbed. Manuel Rueda reports.
As a barista at one of Colombia's leading coffee chains, Sandra Salazar spends a lot of time interacting with customers. So the 28-year-old felt relieved this month when her company signed her up for the first dose of Sinovac, the coronavirus vaccine manufactured in China.
Ay, feliz. Ay, muy feliz. Yo sí me quería vacunar desde hace rato.
I'm very happy, she says. I've wanted to do this for a long time, but under the government's program, I would have had to wait until October or November. Coronavirus shots are still scarce in Colombia. To speed up vaccination, the government recently allowed companies to buy shots for their employees. 2.5 million doses were purchased in China by a group of companies that are trying to keep their staff healthy and have the means to do so.
Y por eso los están llamando a decir, ¿cómo replicamos esto? ¿Cuál fue la lección?
President Iván Duque recently said that officials from other Latin American countries are inquiring about this model. Around the world, Indonesia has a similar program, and companies in India are trying to get vaccines. In Colombia, companies are providing the vaccines to their employees free of charge.
Esta alianza público-privada nos muestra lo que Colombia es capaz de hacer cuando tenemos esos propósitos comunes.
This shows we can achieve great things when the private sector and the government work together, Duque said. He was at an event where officials announced the arrival of the first batch of vaccines for Colombian companies. But not everyone is happy with this privately funded vaccination drive. Some public health experts say it's like making a VIP line for those with resources, while others wait. Dr. Herman Bayona is the director of Bogota's medical college. He says that when vaccines are scarce, it's better to prioritize people who are most likely to get sick.
Es para salvar sus empresas, no para ayudarle a la sociedad. Hubiera sido muchísimo mejor.
This private vaccination drive was designed to help companies survive, not to help society as a whole, he says. A better idea would have been for them to donate funds to the government so that it can improve its own vaccination drive, which is distributing shots more fairly. Only people over 40 and those with serious illnesses are currently eligible for vaccines from the Colombian government because shots are in such limited supply. But companies that import their own vaccines are free to choose which employees get them first, regardless of their age or their level of exposure to the virus. Meanwhile, people who work in the informal economy and small businesses are waiting. At the Scissors barbershop in Bogotá, the workers are in their 30s, protecting themselves with masks, and are still not eligible for the public vaccination program. Denis Revilla, one of the barbers, says that everyone here works for commissions, so he doubts the shop's owners will get them vaccines.
No, nada, estamos en espera. Vamos a ver, Dios mediante, y nos den la oportunidad esa.
We're still waiting, he says. Hopefully God will listen to our prayers and keep us healthy until it's our turn. Despite the inequalities that are surfacing, companies argue that their vaccination drive will eventually benefit everyone. Sandra Romero is the Colombia country manager for Evertech, a digital payments company that bought vaccines for all of its workers. Like the barbers at Scissors, many of Evertech's employees are in their 30s, but they work mostly from home. If companies are vaccinating their staff in a big way, it will be easier for vaccines purchased by the government to go straight to vulnerable communities, Romero says. Perhaps they will even have enough for younger people. These vaccines that are currently going to the private sector come from a Chinese lab that sold them to the government of Colombia. Officials then handed them over to a group of companies that agreed to pay for the shots and distribute them. Claudia Vaca, an epidemiologist in Bogotá, says that in exchange for brokering vaccines, Colombia's government could have asked companies to do more for the public vaccination program. For every vaccine purchased by a company, the government could have asked them to purchase another shot for somebody who is unemployed or who works in the informal economy, she says. A big opportunity was missed. Despite these critiques, the privately funded vaccination campaign is pressing on in conference centers across Colombia like this one, where hundreds of phone company workers are getting their first dose. It may not be the most equitable way to distribute vaccines, but for countries where these shots continue to be scarce, privately funded vaccination drives have become one way to speed things up. For The World, I'm Manuel Rueda in Bogotá, Colombia.